Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
It's the best, hands down.
It's crystal clear.
I love it. The things you can make are awesome.
No one else has quality epoxy like this.
It's easy to mix.
Tim is such a wealth of knowledge.
It's got to be iCoat.
Welcome to the Resin Mastery Podcast, exploring iCoat epoxy. So welcome back to Resin Mastery, exploring iCoat epoxy. Wow, has it been a couple of weeks with our big iCoat competition, the release of Ultra, Rachel, your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's been a busy past couple of weeks.
It really has. And then, you know, we're still in the mode, if those listening know, after that young man died coming through the sidewall and burnt the place down, of actually repairing that situation and, you know, moving forward from that. And our thoughts and prayers still go out to his family, because obviously they're dealing with a lot losing their son like that. But today we've got actually an episode on eco-friendly epoxy. And it's been a bit of the talk of the industry, and not just talk of the industry. I think everyone, as they walk through life, get a bit more conscious of this earth that we have to oversee and how we treat it and how we treat the environment. So, Rachel, eco-friendly epoxy.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like more and more. I mean, even when I was a kid, there was the big recycling hype and people talking about sustainability. And so, but more and more, I see just regular everyday people becoming concerned with it, and how we can, you know, be good stewards of the planet that we're on, right?
And yeah, so, that big time, yeah.
Yeah, and so today we're talking about the future of sustainable resin art and design. And it's just basically today talking about like being eco-conscious and the epoxy resin choices, while also, you know, highlighting the innovations that iCoat has basically taken upon themselves to put into the company and into the, not just the company, but the product. That's super important, right? And talk a little bit about like the global shift towards sustainable materials. I think that's one good point to start with.
Yeah. And I think there's been a lot of companies have been looking at their entire supply chain from raw materials manufacture all the way through and looking at how it affects both the planet and users. You know, I still have a problem with lithium batteries because you look at some of the cobalt mines in the Congo and the way people are treated, or the people are treated in places like China, where the treatment of the Uyghurs who are working in basically slave labor factories. To me, like, if I find a company is doing that, I don't want to use their products.
Yeah.
Not just the way the product, you know, affects me once I get it, but how it's actually manufactured. And I think if we all were more conscious of that, one, it would be a better planet. We'd all love each other more and we'd have less issues. But so, yeah, it's a really big one. And, you know, you were saying earlier, Rachel, that iCoat's always had this from the beginning. And it has, because there's one thing that since I, you know, met Tim and got to know iCoat, you know, over 12 years ago now, was that they were a LEED Platinum standard then. And just in case no one knows what that means, LEED Platinum, it stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. And what it is, it talks about how any product, you know, how energy efficient it is, you know, how it affects air quality, water safety, how it's sourced, like we were saying, where it's those raw materials used. And then at the end of its life, not only through its life cycle, how long it lasts, but once it's finished with, is it safe to just throw into a landfill, right? Can it be recycled? And so all those things go into being LEED Platinum standards. Now, I'll have a challenge for anyone out there listening to us that is not an ICO customer, is to ask your resin supplier, are they LEED Platinum certified and can they send you proof? Because I guarantee that, you know, there's a lot of epoxies out there, right, that are absolutely not LEED Platinum standard whatsoever. So, you know, on that thoughts, like, Rachel, maybe you can talk a little bit about, you know, consumer concerns, like our customers, what, how they feel about, you know, eco-friendly epoxies.
Yeah, well, I would say even though my personal experience with discussing people's like epoxy concerns is decently limited, because I'm just not as in that world in my own personal time. But I will say, just as an overarching kind of thing that I think is applicable to everything, is I see, like, for instance, I'm on Instagram, and I bet a lot of people that are currently listening go on Instagram, and at least once or twice a day, you'll come across a new account that you've never seen before that's labeled, like, in the description of like a video, or on the account page it says low tox. So that's like low toxin lifestyle, right? And that's honestly, not only is it like a good idea, but it's also something that's trending. And so when things are trending, it's important for us to take a look at what it is and why it is. And so I see a lot of people just being like, wow, like, no matter what, at some point in your life, you're going to be exposed to toxins. That's just what it is to be a human being now. They are finding microplastics in the waters in the rainforests. And like, even tribes who are not like touched by modernity are still touched by microplastics. It's just all over the planet, which is unfortunate. But so it's about not necessarily cutting out everything that's toxic, but minimizing the toxicity.
Mitigating those, 100%. That's a great point. So with our epoxy resins that we all use, you know, talk about like toxicity and safety when it comes to those, and what people should be looking for.
Yeah. So, well, number one, LEED the LEED certification. Awesome. Just a go-to. I don't think a lot of places really do have that. I haven't heard of too many places who advertise that, and usually people will advertise it. But also just like looking at like, so like low VOCs, like you mentioned before, it's volatile organic compounds, which are carbon-based chemicals that easily evaporate into the air at room temperature. So those fumes that you're experiencing, like let's say from spray paint, definitely high VOCs, I'm assuming, because you smell it for weeks.
Yeah, they're more potent. Yep.
Yeah. Things like that. So like kind of like what where they're sourcing their material from, what the production methods are. When it comes to like other toxicities, like there's a lot of things where, for instance, me and my husband, Isaiah, were just talking in the car yesterday, and he said he used to buy these noodles from an Asian market. And then he realized after like a year or two of eating them that on the package it says like it has a cancer concern. And so it's like, but why would just plain noodles have that? But it is because of the microplastics in the company that produces those. So there's microplastics in the noodles. So it's like you're consuming
that. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
Yeah. And look, when you're talking about resin as well, those fumes, you're always going to have a little bit because there's a chemical reaction happening. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like our resin, like it's low in those fumes. So we really don't have to worry too much. And then things like skin sensitivity, if someone has a plastic allergy, you know, that could be something that people would worry about as well. So, you know, that's a big one to worry about. If you have that allergy, if you don't, then you don't. But, you know, everyone talks about PPE usage, goggles. Mm-hmm. Yes. A lot of people like to use gloves so they don't get the epoxy on their skin, not just for if they've got a plastic allergy, but also because it's easy to clean up if you just have to take your gloves off.
Yeah, exactly.
Know, wearing something so it doesn't get on your clothes, because it's hard to get out if you get it in your clothes. And then,
well,
Ray.
Oh, I was going to say, and speaking of like, you know, safety wear and everything, just, you know, if you want to review kind of what Rachel at Blossom and Rhyme said about her company and the standards. Because
we covered that in one of our earlier podcasts. They had OSHA come in because they have 20 people in their workspace, all working with resin or the iCoats resin. And they were wearing respirators. They were like a lot of PPE. And the actual people from OSHA came in, looked at the products that they were using, looked at the PPE they were using, and said they were basically way past using the amount that they should be. But if they want to keep going, that's absolutely fine. It's not a problem. But, you know, it just was to a testament to iCoats resin that they didn't need that level of protection when it came to their use of iCoats products, which is for us is great. We love telling that story. It was a great testimonial for one of our customers. So, you know, we continue. We just released Ultra. It probably has even lower odors than some of the other cast-in epoxies. You can actually pour it, I think, up to 50% more, depending on humidity, temperature, where you are in the world, which means you're exposing yourself to it for less time, which is even better. You're getting jobs done faster, which is fantastic. And, you know, I think a lot of it, Rachel, comes into also training. Like, if for people who are just selling things like epoxies and not telling their customers, this is how you're supposed to use it. This is what you should be looking for when you're using it. This is the PPE that you should be using. I think that goes a big way to making sure people are safe while they're engaged with this.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. Because, like, what is the point of having a customer base if you are not, like, they are honoring you by giving them your business? You as a company need to honor your customers, right? No matter if it's big scale or small scale, you know, it's super important. And that's a way that we can be, we can be peaceful and respect one another. So I think that's an awesome place. And it's also, it's really important to talk about, like, the artist role.
Yeah, right? I was just going to say, maybe you can talk about empowering the artist, empowering our listeners here who use resin on how to be more, to take responsibility for their part in this as well.
Yeah, no, for sure. And a big step in that is just asking questions. Utilizing resources is another one. So we have the AI bot that will answer so many of your questions, and in a very, like, excellent way. It's not like how sometimes you're on a website and it's like, these people aren't in, we'll get back to you with a question. Like, no, it's trained based off of years of experience, and it has an answer for every question that I've asked. And I asked it some pretty, like, nuanced things, and it just full circle came around, and I was like, oh, okay, there's my answer. So definitely utilize that. Like, learn how to responsibly mix, use, and dispose of the resin. That's an important factor, is like disposal. Not a lot of people might think of. And so, like, think about this is, like, if you have, like, small studio changes that make a big environmental impact, like ventilation, reusable molds, bulk purchasing. So there's a lot of different corners, right, that you might not even be thinking of. It might be collecting dust, and you're like, oh, wait, that's kind of outdated for what I want my practices to look like.
You know, I want to say here, though, right, for all these artists as well, like, know this, that if you've picked iCoat to be your resin supplier, you've actually made a great choice in that eco-friendly environmental role, because we take it super seriously. Tim's always taken it super seriously. So, you know, congrats to you for doing that. And also know that, you know, we're here to provide products that will work for you performance-wise, but also that are going to be safe to use as well. So, yeah, this is eco-friendliness, right? I love the fact that you said earlier that you're seeing it trending on people's accounts, that, you know, they want low toxicity, you know, more eco-friendly things. That's big.
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, people want to have healthy bodies so they can raise healthy families, so that they can live a long time and accomplish more things. Like, that's mainly why I've seen it is the motivating factors behind it. Like, people want to live good and healthy lives. They want to be like, nobody's ever wanted to be sick, but I just see more and more people being wary of, like, if I make this decision, it could make me sick, you know, it could Correct. Give me cancer, it could do all of these things. And in a world where everything is toxic, we can really focus on minimizing that. And just, you know, we can't control everything, but we can control the choices that we make, which I think is kind of the big plot point of this whole conversation.
Exactly. And so for our listeners, you just know this, for ICO, being eco-friendly and environmentally responsible is not a trend for us. It's what we do. You know, we've always been that way and we always will be. Maybe we don't do the best job of communicating it all the time, but if everyone was as responsible as ICO is on the way they do their products, you know, I think we'd be in a better earth-friendly place as well. So, Rachel, great episode. Thanks for all the input on that. Any closing thoughts?
Just, you know, make sure that you guys are visiting our website frequently to see, like, kind of how you can stay up to date, and just see what kind of courses we're doing, what giveaways we're doing. Follow our social media accounts so you can actually see and interact with us in other ways. And feel free to always ask questions that we can, you know, really cover in these podcasts.
Yeah, we're here to answer them. So until next time, everyone, another great show on eco-friendly epoxy, and we will see you again on Resin Mastery, Explore and ICO Epoxy. Until next time.
Bye.